This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Live this Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and you can give us a call. It's Mark with you.
And I'm Ian.
And we'll give you the numbers here in just a second. We've been talking about this tax day protest, but it's not taxes they're protesting. It's
sadly.
Trump not releasing his tax returns that they're protesting. And we've gotten lots of calls on it. So I'd say we go right back into the phones. Ian?
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll give out the phone number, though. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it is Free Talk Live, so you can bring up anything that you want. And we do have some other interesting things to discuss, including, Mark, coming up, you have a kind of a video from a high school, apparently, of some kids getting into a fight, and you're going to explain to us why this is newsworthy and
why it's newsworthy.
Why we're talking about a high school fight.
I'm pretty sure the kids fight all the time.
These things happen all the time.
Yeah. Bobby and Indy. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Trump and his taxes and the people out there protesting. Well, hell, they should have been protesting John F. Kennedy, Woodrow Wilson, Abraham Lincoln, founding presidents all the way back, because none of them gave us their tax returns or exposed them. From my understanding in history, that didn't come about until the 70s or late
60s. Right.
Congress throwed it in there, making it a requirement.
Nope, it is not a requirement.
The income tax didn't come around until 1913.
Okay, well, I stand corrected, but anyway, Abraham Lincoln, he didn't file no tax returns.
That's 1860s.
They didn't have them back then.
Fact.
It's true.
Well, it's true,
well,
but Donald Trump, there's nothing wrong with getting away from what they call a tradition. That's all.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with breaking a tradition.
I totally agree with you.
I don't see a problem with breaking a tradition particularly. However, I don't think that there's any real reason to be upset at presidents who didn't think of releasing their tax returns before it became a tradition.
I agree with you.
Or didn't have tax returns that they could release because they didn't exist.
I agree with you, and I think Trump's doing a fine job other than they haven't done away with Obamacare yet. They need
now,
to
aren't you
that
a little concerned? Aren't you a little concerned with some of the flip-flopping?
Well, I think that has to do with Paul Ryan. And remember, he had Mitt Romney come to the White House for some reason. Mitt Romney, the state he was the governor of, he imposed Romney care.
He signed it.
For some reason, Trump had him in the White House to talk to him about that program, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason he had for him to be there is my assumption, but that's the only gripe I got against Trump now.
Do you feel like you're a big fan of Trump, obviously? Do you feel like he's drained the swamp?
No, it looks like he's going to drown in the swamp if he don't do what he said he did. Campaigned on.
I'd like to see that swamp drained. I'd like it real bad.
I would too, buddy. I would too. Get rid of that government intrusion. I mean, just like there's order in the universe, the way the Earth revolves around the sun and all the planets, our creator's meant for there to be order among the human race.
It is finally refreshing to have someone call this show and agree that the Earth does actually revolve around the sun.
Thank you so much, Bobby.
It's refreshing. Thank you, Bobby.
Let's go to Doug.
For listeners that don't know, we've been getting a lot of the flat earthers calling the show over the last few weeks.
Doug's calling in from Chi-Town. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to call in to talk about, you were all talking the other day about private property, and I wanted to call in and talk about how you have local government all the way up to federal government pretty much trampling individual liberty. I mean, I've called him before.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember my brother. He moved to Chicago. He bought a home. The home had been very old. People in the neighborhood found out that he'd be putting an addition on it. They got the Landmark Commission Board in Chicago to landmark it. My brother did not want it. He actually had to give the home up for the fact that he wanted to put an addition on. They told him, no, you're not going to be able to do that. And if you do, it will be a whole lot of money in order to be able to do it.
That's terrible.
You need to get approval for everything that you do with it. You need to get approval for, you know, if you want to change out a window. No, you can forget putting in a bay window. You can forget anything you like. You become a virtual tenant.
Yeah.
And now we're watching it happen not far from you, I think in Vermont, where they're actually doing a tree law in a town up there. And they've got them around the country where even on your own property, in your own backyard, you cannot remove a tree. You have to get permission. You have to show
it's a particular tree or all trees?
Any tree.
Okay. Because there's these things called the King's Trees, which were apparently were picked out during the, you know, before the Revolutionary War as trees for masts for ships. And those things have separate deeding and stuff in this particular area. I found it fascinating, but I didn't realize that.
I don't agree with that, though. I mean, even a king tree, or whatever you call it. I mean,
king.
If you have a property owner buying a property, I mean, they're working their butt off to pay for the home. They're pretty much their entire life. And here, you're taking away the very right of them to do with the property what they want. I don't agree with that at all. Property being trampled around the country.
I'm with you on the sentiment of what you're saying, Doug, but I will point out that when it comes to these king's trees, as I understand them, they're actually not deeded with the property, that they have a separate deed that's sort of drawn around the tree. So the deed owner of that tree can then come and get the tree, but they're all protected now. I don't even know. Basically, somebody else's tree is in the middle of your property and could potentially fall on your house.
I am totally with you, Doug.
You bring up a rational point for the fact that, I mean, it can be a little bit different. If you go into an HOA or you go into a landmark property full knowledge, knowing that you're buying it, that can be a little different than you buying the property and then them coming back and be like, well, hey, we found out that you're going to alter your property. We don't like it. Therefore, we're going to put the Landmark Commission and get it landmarked, and you're not going to be able to do anything with it.
Yeah,
that can be totally different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This whole historical
they call it a historic district here.
God.
And I remember when we moved to Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, Mark, just over a decade ago, they didn't have the historic district. They brought that in later, so they imposed this thing upon
people.
They're
everywhere, though.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, you can live in the house and let it deteriorate, you know.
That's
you
fine, just, apparently.
You can let it fall apart.
Yeah.
But if you want to do anything to sort of maintain it, it has to be maintained and, you know, expensive, specific ways, and
you got to come in front of a committee. You got to beg the committee.
A bunch of people that aren't, you know, that aren't landowners, don't live with you, don't have to deal with it. They decide whether or not you can do.
Well, they might be landowners, but they are at the very least busybodies who believe they know what's best, and they have some sort of vision that they are imposing by the threat of violence on you. Because if you go and you decide to replace a window without asking their permission, they're going to send men with guns to put a stop to that.
Yeah, well,
one I wanted to bring up, too, before you cut me off here, there are two more. I don't know if you know what they have going on in Alabama and North Carolina, and now they're thinking about doing it here in Illinois and around the country, where you're going to have a porn blocker put on your computer, your tablet, or your telephone. In order to get the porn blocker off, they're going to have to take down your name and all your information, and you're going to have to be charged a $20 fee to the Alabama government to be able to have that porn blocker taken off.
Now, I'd heard that...
Time to go to Florida to buy your computer.
Okay, I'd heard that they were considering that. I didn't know that had moved forward. Okay, it has passed?
They're actually taking it up for a public debate, and they've already moved it through committee. North Carolina, they're looking to do it. Illinois, they're looking to do it. And, you know, if you've ever dealt with a blocker, I had to put one on for my brother. Him having children, and you know, it will block what I found out to be it will block a lot of material that, you know, like live leak. It blocks live leak.
Hmm.
Now, you might be thinking, okay, well, it'll all be blocking porn. No. I think that the government is doing it to make money here. They're doing it for revenue. That can be why they're doing it, and to mandate their morality and other people.
It's a porn tax.
Right, they're doing it for morality too. They feel it can be a win-win for them. You know,
it's easy to go after certain segments, right? Like, you know, who's gonna be out there and protest the porn tax because it just says to all the world, hey, I look at porn.
Right.
Nobody wants to say that,
which of course millions of people do, but you know they don't want to come out on Front Street and advertise it. One of the other things you need to be concerned with this story is that it's also this sort of proverbial camel's nose under the tent. Sure, they can go after someone.
Bin Laden reference? Because he was caught with porn.
Was he caught with a camel in porn, though? thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for bringing that up, because I did have this in show prep several days ago, but I didn't bring it up because it's one of those stories where they're proposing it, but it hasn't happened yet. No, those aren't...
There's so many tyrannical things that they have done.
Yeah, we can talk about that a little bit more, because this is how they get the filtering process in place. Then they add more websites to that filter, like maybe our site, Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition. You can call in with whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
The number is 855 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. There's been a tax day protest today, and it's not about taxes. It's about Trump releasing his taxes. So there you go.
And somebody else just called in about the porn filter law that is being proposed in Alabama. Latest news about that dates back to the 3rd of this month, which is in advance of the public hearing that they had scheduled. I can't find any news about that public hearing. So apparently they didn't bother to send any reporters to actually watch said public hearing. But right now it has yet to pass the Alabama House. But the proposal is that apparently if this passes, it would require sellers of computers, cell phones, and other devices that provide internet access to have a filter to block so-called pornography. And if you want to deactivate the filter, so it would be on by default whenever you get a cell phone or any other thing that can access the internet. If you want to turn off that filter, which according to this will filter more than just porn sites, it'll also filter sites about human trafficking. It would block obscene material, whatever that means. It could be, you know, pictures of violence or gore, who knows, sexual cyber harassment and promotions of prostitution. And again, that's just the start, right? Because if they get themselves a government supplied filter, then it's only a matter of time before the government adds more and more so-called offensive sites to it. And then you've got a situation like they have in China or in Australia. Yeah,
the great firewall of Alabama.
They did this, though, you may remember, in Australia years ago, where they brought in a mandatory porn filter that filtered out, like, even porn of women with small breasts,
for instance. The suggestion was that women with small breasts, people who liked women with small breasts, were perverts.
Yeah.
Whereas women with regular-sized breasts, they weren't. I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's insane!
Right. So this is a terrible idea, and we'll certainly hope to keep our eyes on this. If you want to comment, you can join us at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you support the porn filter. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I'd like to hear. I'd like to hear about your ideas behind supporting it and implementation, because it sounds ridiculous. Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you're buying Bitcoin, you can do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Do it in their forum that's always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into the Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. It's bitcoin.com. Let's go to John calling in from Portland, Maine. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All's well.
Hey, John. I think that the liberal Democrats have completely treated Donald Trump differently than they treat their own. I'm going to give a couple cases points. Right now they're making a big deal out of this Russian thing, right? Well, I remember the last election where they went off to the IRS and all of a sudden 8 different computers go blank, a CD that has 35,000 emails on it pops up, then before they get to check it out, it pops up blank, all kinds of people. I didn't see any of them people going after any of these people in the way that they went after Donald Trump and trying to bring up fraudulent stuff.
IRS investigation just kind of dried up, the one where they were going after supposedly the conservative groups and the libertarian groups and that kind of thing. Yeah, it just kind of dried up.
Yeah, it just kind of dried up. Ain't that mysterious? And you know what? I think it's worse that our own government did that than what the Russians did. Because the Russians are our enemies. They're not our friends. I expect them to do that because they're not our friends.
That's a ridiculous thing to say.
I don't consider them my enemy. But
the Russians are a large group of people. Some of those people care about freedom. Okay, there are liberty-minded people who live in Russia. To just simply collect all Russians together and say they're your enemy is a ridiculous concept.
Well, Putin is not our friend, okay? He's the leader. He's the guy we got to deal with.
He's not their leader. Politicians don't lead people. They're terrible people. Politicians across the board.
Ian, it's legitimate to refer to the people who claim the in the government positions as their name, which is, you know, like it's the Russian government.
He's
right?
a president of the Russian government. That doesn't make him someone's leader. If you want to follow a politician, good luck to you.
I would say that the Russian people have nothing against them generally. You know, do I think that the the Russian government might have been involved in this election? Yes, as deeply as they could be. I don't know the answer as to how deeply, but
who cares?
I think that you can blame anything on Clinton's loss or Trump's victory because it was so
right.
close.
I got another point. Collusion. They talked about collusion. You remember the 20% of our Iranian being in this country being sold by the Clintons to Russian companies and all this and that?
I heard very, very, very
little on the media about that. Very little. They didn't blow that up. 20 to 50% of our uranium in this country is in controls of Russian companies under them.
Does it matter now, though? I mean, you know, now that Clinton's lost,
they're gonna make a big old deal. Accept the election results. Remember the Democrats saying, "Are you gonna accept the election results?" What a bunch of hypocrites! They ain't accepted the election results that their guy lost. And all I've heard since Donald Trump's got in office is a bunch of people trying to make his job as hard as possible.
Well, I mean, his job is hard, and it's supposed to be hard, and he's supposed to be dealing with
harder than normal. Every other leader had to deal with it.
I think you're right. The Democrats certainly hate Trump, but I think the Republicans hated Obama, and that's just it's getting worse and worse, right? Like, the grudges are piling up over time, and people can hear each other less and less.
Okay, now let's look at one more agenda of the liberals. They basically want to do away with the Constitution.
It's already gone, dude. Where have you been?
Well, they want to do worse. They want to put some people on the Supreme Court to leave and make it because they don't like democracy. They like European socialism. That's what they like. That's not democracy. European socialism.
Why would
is
anyone
not freedom.
Like democracy anyway? I mean, socialism's terrible, but democracy is also terrible. It's two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. Who would like that?
Well, you want an authoritarian government, a communist government?
Is that the only thing? Those are the only choices I've got. I can either be ruled by the dumbest voters out there, or I get an authoritarian government. Those are my choices?
Well, what's the other choice? Tell me.
I'll tell you. The choice is actually having freedom to choose between your governance. The same way I get to choose between cell phone companies, I should be able to choose between governments. There's no reason a government should be tied to a landmass. That's feudalism. There's no particular reason for it. They can provide the services they provide across a given geographic area, and there's no, it's ridiculous that we have this old model of hierarchical control that's tied to land masses.
Well, don't you like the Constitution? Don't you like the freedom that our forefathers gave you? Wouldn't you like to keep
it that
way?
The Constitution failed.
I don't believe that.
Well, the Constitution is either one of two things, right? We have the government we have today. And we got that while the Constitution was in effect. So either it failed to prevent this, or it authorized it, right?
Which one is it?
But, hey, of the Constitution.
Which one is it? Answer that question, though. We have the government we have today, and the Constitution either failed or it authorized it. Which one is it?
Well, the Constitution that we have today is not listened to. The government's changed it.
I know.
So many changes.
So you agree with me the Constitution failed.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here.
It was a hard lesson for me.
Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition. You can go ahead and give us a call at 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
I'm Ian.
And, you know, we've been kind of across the board tonight. There's the tax day protest that turns out to be a protest against Trump not releasing his taxes. But we had a caller called in about apparently there's a bill going before the Alabama legislature or something.
Yeah, he said it was actually a couple different states looking at it. But, yeah, the news is about Alabama that I've seen.
Yeah, about a porn filter. And that's disturbing in so many ways because
a mandatory filter that would apply to every device that could possibly surf the internet sold in Alabama.
That means that there's more cost to every device in Alabama. And what's it mean for businesses who are selling computers like Amazon, you know, into Alabama? And
good
by the
question.
Way, if you're going to buy things on Amazon, please do it through shop.freetalklive.com. And there are people in Alabama. I mean, it's a long, thin state. They're not that far from Mississippi, Georgia and Florida, and Tennessee, they can just go and buy their computers in another state. I mean, this kind of has to be implemented across the board. It's disturbing in so many ways. Implementation's just one of them.
If you were to sell, according to the bill, at least, again, this hasn't passed yet, but if you were to sell a device without a filter to a minor, you would be charged with a felony.
A felony. Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent. But you know, that's what America's about. Making everyone a felon. Because that way then they can't have guns, right? And then they can only vote if you decide that they can vote. It's really best for everybody if they just spend a little time in prison, I think is what it's come down to.
Mark, the children need to be protected from sex.
Right, right. Because that's going to happen in prison. I want to tell you a little bit about hope.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, how's it going? What's going on?
We're raising some money, and we've had some success, but we still need some more money to put the foundation in for the orphanage that we're helping to build in Uganda. Now, we're not, you know, raising hammers or pouring concrete or doing anything like that. We're just helping with the funding. But
you wouldn't want me doing pouring concrete.
But I have vetted this forward and back, and this is a legitimate organization. It's one guy who's got 40 orphans that he takes care of. They're currently living in a small accommodations, very small place, and they're trying to get a real orphanage. They're going to lose that location that they currently have, and so they have to build something. They've made 60,000 bricks, and it's rainy season in Uganda right now. Those bricks are going to start deteriorating. They are getting ready to pour, hoping to pour the foundation. They need to get the last little bit of funding in for it, and we currently have Cell 411. It's who's an app, a great app that will help you to find out what Ian, please
decentralize emergency alerts.
That's the best way to describe it. Yes, they're
it's
matching.
Great. I love Cell 411.
Dollar for dollar, any of your donations. So if you want to help these 40 orphans have a house, because they've got a little bit of land, they're starting a garden. They're going to be able to pay for themselves. They just need a building. It's hope.freetalklive.com. Please help us out. Hope.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Tom calling in from Lynchburg. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just heard you guys talking about this Alabama internet restriction bill. So I haven't had a whole lot of time to completely process all the ramifications of it. But just on the surface of it, I'm thinking, yeah, that doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Why?
Why do we take an electronic device, give it to millions of kids? There's one or two ways we can set it. Let's set it so that this kid can access anything, all the junk, all the filth, all the perverts on the internet, or we can just set it where they can't. Which way would you rather have the default be?
Okay,
they
Tom,
can't
I don't
access
know.
It all, or they can.
I don't know how old you are, but I'm in my late 30s, mid to late 30s at this point. But I grew up with sort of the beginnings of the internet. I grew up before the internet in the late 80s and the early 90s, and I was there when this all started. And I can tell you, young, even children, these kids are being raised with the internet. They know it like the back of their hand. You think you can preclude kids from getting access to the internet? You think you can stop them from getting on the websites that they want to get on? They're going to find a way around this stuff. You understand that, right?
Well, I think you're changing the argument. I think if you say you've got a few bright kids who are hackers who might be able to get around it, so why not do it? No, I would say if you put these settings on their restrictions, 80% of the kids, that would stop them. Of course, have some who go through.
It would stop them until they talk to the kids that weren't stopped.
Yeah, until they copy the file that cracks the program or the filter or whatever.
Right. Most hackers out there really don't know how to hack computers. They're not like war games or anything like that. They're just getting programs that were already put together for them.
Let me ask you this. Do you have children?
I have a 9-year-old. Yep.
Okay. Okay, so do you feel comfortable at Christmas giving your child a tablet that has full internet access? You don't know where they're going, who they're talking to. They can type in boobies, kitty cat, whatever, and porn is instantly in their face. You're comfortable with them taking that to another room and just go ahead.
I think he's had a tablet since he was 6. And, I'm comfortable with him having it. He's never shown any proclivity.
Mark, boobies.
I understand. He's probably seen a few already.
Have you put filters on your internet?
No, I haven't, actually. I haven't put
any. Okay, you're an irresponsible parent.
Are you going to have my kid taken away from me?
No, I'm saying this is a real problem. Parents,
I'm telling you, my kid doesn't care. I'm a responsible parent because my kid doesn't care.
Mark, he's going to care at some point, though.
He will care at some point.
If you saw perverts and weirdos walking down the street, or if you knew somebody in your neighborhood who was really messed up, You would protect your child from that. But yet you'll hand them an electronic device and say, here you go. Talk to whoever you want. See whatever you want. It's up to you. You're 6, 7 years old. I'm sure it won't have any bad effect on you.
Can you listen? He hasn't
talked to him whether he was 6 or 7.
Yeah, but he's
nine now.
Yeah, I mean, yes, and he's not talking to perverts on the internet. It seems to me like you're demagoguing
here.
I
know what he's doing. I've heard parents say, I told my child not to go to these websites or not to do that. And then the child takes the computer, walks in the room, and shuts the door. Oh, okay, you told him. Why not?
Yeah, Mark, shouldn't you be poring over Jack's internet history, looking at every single website that he's visited, reading all of his chat logs?
And I tell you,
wouldn't that make you a good parent?
Well,
if you pay for a cell phone for your child, you should have a rule. And if at any point I tell you to hand that phone over, you hand the phone over to me. You do not have the right to privacy on the cell phone I'm paying for when you're a child.
I agree with you that they don't have a right to privacy on a cell phone that you're paying for. I concur with you on that completely. But, I mean, you have made an accusation that I'm an irresponsible parent, and I think you are. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You can stick by whatever you want. You're a moron on a telephone calling from Virginia.
You're not irresponsible?
What? I'm telling you I'm not irresponsible.
Would take at least a basic.
You know what's irresponsible? Sure. Making accusations of people you've never met. That's irresponsible. Goodbye, Tom.
He thinks you're a bad parent because
I don't parent the way he does?
That's right. Yeah. Well, because boobies.
I don't have anything to worry about my son hunting down perverts on the internet. I'm telling you, I don't have anything to worry about.
Well, he wasn't just talking about talking with perverts.
Well,
he was
also
talking about seeing boobies and sex, and that's a bad thing. Sex is bad, Mark.
Well,
sex is bad.
Wouldn't give my son a tablet that had Pornhub.com app on it or anything like that.
Yeah, but all he's got to do is search for it. You don't want to install
a filter.
He's never
looked.
Some point, he's going to get old enough to where he's going to look for that, and that makes you a bad parent, Mark.
I wonder, because, I mean, his exposure to this kind of stuff is different than what mine was. I remember at 6 years old. I know because I remember when my training wheels came off my bike.
Yeah.
I was going to the street next street over, and some of the kids there had swiped a magazine from some older brother or dad or something like that, and we were all huddled. It was a Brazilian pepper tree that we'd call a fort. You could go into this thing.
Those things are cool.
Yeah, there's an invasive plant. They're terrible. You should burn any of them. You're fine. But nonetheless, we looked at that magazine in there, and, you know, it was kind of gross, frankly.
Were they called pepper trees?
Brazilian pepper tree, yeah.
I'm thinking the banyan tree. Is that different?
Oh, that's
pretty
cool. Yeah, it's completely different.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Please, call in and rake me over the coals about my parenting style.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40... your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about what you want. But we've been talking about quite a few different things here in the show this evening. Apparently porn filters and Trump's tax returns and the Constitution, you name it. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Ian, that last caller, he seemed to think the porn filter idea in Alabama, which would require porn filters be installed on every internet-accessible device at the point of sale, so you could not sell a device without this filter on it, and then you'd have to pay $20 to have it removed, and you have to ask permission basically from the government, as I understand the proposal. Again, this bill hasn't passed, but he seemed to think this was a wonderful idea. How could you possibly be against porn filters to protect the children? And it's that idea that protecting the children that has been forever the way that the government has government has very effectively expanded its purview
that
in our lives.
That is a tool of big government.
Yep.
Is the children? What about the children? You know, because everybody's got an opinion on how children should be raised. It's something that most people do. I mean, and the people that don't do it, I mean, they're the ones that have more opinions than anybody else, from what I can tell.
So feel free to weigh in at 855-450-FREE.
Let's go to Mark in Tallahassee. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to VFT, excuse me.
Hi, glad to speak to you.
Yes.
I enjoy your show. I
Thanks.
Disagree with a whole bunch of what you say, but I
That's
enjoy
okay.
your show and the way you take on all comers.
Thank you. Ding, ding.
So,
I'm glad you're here. Go ahead.
You were talking about the Constitution earlier and how it failed.
And that's my presumption,
must,
yes. Or it could have been successful.
I'm with that.
Okay.
Pardon?
Or it could have been successful. That's the other thing that I offer.
Successful in creating a huge government.
Because the Constitution was it meant to be an amendment to the Articles of Confederation and raise the size of the federal government, right? So maybe this was the intent.
No, it certainly was not. And it has, in fact, been misinterpreted and abused. And I can't say I'm satisfied with the way our government is at all. But it's not a failure of the Constitution. It's sort of like you. You have your personal standards. I mean, are you always as generous as you know you should be, or always as forgiving or understanding?
No, I fail my archetype, sure.
Okay, sure. And but that doesn't mean you as a person has failed. It means you have another day to try to live up to those standards, but you have standards to live up to, and that is what the Constitution is. It calls upon us to be our best self and to put together the best society guided by these principles.
But it didn't.
So our Constitution hasn't
it was
failed.
Intended.
Our
it wasn't. It,
hold
on. Wait. Just a second. The Constitution was intended to be a loose framework. It wasn't intended to make the best society. I mean, what you're doing is sort of rewriting history surrounding the Constitution.
I agree. It was not meant to make this big government. They have made government into what it is not supposed to be. According to the Constitution, our government has failed the Constitution. I'm just saying the Constitution is a standard. And if we would return to that standard,
it'd be great.
To a more strict interpretation of our Constitution, I think our society and our government would be much better.
I'm not going to disagree with that, but I mean, you know, the whole Constitution thing carries with it a lot of baggage, right? Like, you know, imagine being black and then have people, a bunch of white people talking about how great the Constitution is. It doesn't feel good. So what I'm saying is why is a document that's written in 1789 considered still relevant? When people were riding around on horsebacks and pooping in holes in the ground, why not a new document? Something that is, you know, a little more ironclad. But wait a second, a little more ironclad. So maybe we could make it so that no bill passes the Senate without a 75% vote. That would destroy political parties in this country. Maybe we could say somebody who, a politician found in violation of this, of the Constitution, anything that's found, or bureaucrat, you know, anything found on
chop off their hands.
Chop off their heads right on right in the mall in Washington, D.C. We can have the Supreme Court justices do it. When they rule something unconstitutional, wacko, right? Like you take these people's heads off. And then you'd have fewer people wanting the job, right? So I'm talking about smaller government here.
How do you feel about the Constitutional Convention, proposal for a Constitutional Convention?
I think it's a fantastic idea, but you know, the likelihood of getting it through is about the same as getting an amendment through, and there hasn't been, I don't think there's been one in my lifetime that's gone through.
Well, you push Bitcoin and you push your free state where is it, New Hampshire and stuff like that. And
send them to me for advertising.
Those are real, real uphill fights, you know?
I'll take it.
There's another uphill fight. I mean,
I'm for the Constitutional Convention.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Send the organization that is raising money for it to me, and we'll sell them some ads. I'm down. Thanks so much for the call, Mark.
Oh, you good capitalist, you.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
No, so the Constitution, you know, it was kind of interesting discussion of whether the Constitution failed or the government failed the Constitution, but, you know, it's been described as chains, right? The Constitution has been likened to chains binding the government down. Well, obviously it's not. It's a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And they have ignored the piece of paper, and they
more like spider webs
wiped their butts with a piece of paper or whatever it is they've done with it. But it obviously
Bush said it's just a GD piece of
paper.
That's
what he said. That's right. And Barack Obama pointed out that the government is a monopoly on violence as well. So, you know, they've been very honest with us over the last couple of administrations.
Right. We only speak the truth here on Free Talk Live as we see it. And most of the time we're just repeating what the lying politicians say, right?
You catch
those moments of clarity out of these sociopaths' mouths. I'm not here polishing the shoes of any of these people.
Right.
I believe that you rule yourself ultimately and always, and that there will always be organizations that demand particular behavior from people, but that we're best, that humans are at their best when they're able to do what they want, be as creative as they want, as long as they don't harm other people. And the demanding, you know, taxation, picking winners and losers and all the stuff that the government does, it's what it's always been. 9,000 years of the state is the most rich and powerful controlling the rest of us. And when will we learn is what I want to know. Let's go to my dog, Rex, calling in from Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I want to stick to Trump. By the way, the truth as you see it is not true. It's just an opinion. There is true. What is true, like a plumb line, what is true? And then truth is...
If you don't have the plumb line, though, right? Like, is government a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass?
Say that again.
Is government... an organization that claims the monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. Is that the truth?
It seems to be.
That's what I'm calling it. Did George Bush say that the Constitution was just a GD piece of paper? Now, I'm not going to use that terminology. I find it offensive. But he used the whole word. A Christian, Jesus-loving man said GD about the Constitution.
That shows he's not a Christian, Jesus-loving man.
Now, there you go. I mean, you can say it. I think that everybody can have their slip-ups, but I see that he doesn't have very much value for the Constitution. Go ahead.
Right. And with these gang of psychopaths demanding to see Trump's tax records, what I would complain about and what upsets me is Trump's eating the most fabulous piece of chocolate cake he can describe as he explains to the... guy in China who's also eating a fabulous piece of chocolate cake, how he's dropping bombs on innocent people over a fabulous piece of chocolate cake. We're just eating dessert and just loving ourselves, and we're dropping bombs just eating our dessert, and it's sickening.
Yeah. I really feel like Americans...
casual.
Yeah. He's obviously casual about it. I feel like Americans are very callous to this notion of bomb dropping. Now, the mother of all bombs, the Moab, has just gotten some news, but Trump's has ratcheted up Obama's drone campaign. We were vicious as far as Obama and his drone campaign, and Trump it pales in comparison to what Trump is doing. So he's nuts.
He would describe something like this. You go, we dropped 20 range bombs, whatever you want to call them, and we on a city, and so it killed 250 innocent men, women, and children. But by God, this shrimp cocktail is great.
Right. It's the old story, right? Young men die, and as old men, old men sending young men to die for nothing.
Send your boys and girls, Trump, to the front line, or shut up.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, my dog Rex. The anti-war movement in this country is falling apart, and it's because of the two-party system that it has. Mm. They're just trying to just deciding where they want to send the military.
Yep.
Frankly, as far as I'm concerned, the liberal media is praising Trump for his bombing.
They have been.
855-450-3733. Apparently, liberal doesn't mean what we're told it means. Apparently, conservative doesn't mean what we're told it means either. 855-453.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives.
Custom knives made in America.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.